Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. I have the great privilege today to have in the studio a gentleman by the name of Christopher Davis of Sacred Wave Gong Immersion. And I had the opportunity, actually it was gifted to me by two friends that brought me to his studio in Clawson, Michigan. And it was otherworldly for me. It was very beautiful. And you're literally immersed in the sound of gong. So I'm going to let Christopher explain what it is he does and how this work is truly healing for ourselves and for the environment. So welcome to the show, Christopher.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, everybody, wherever you are. So
Please tell me a little bit. So, tell me how you became involved with vibrational medicine.
Oh, I became involved in vibrational medicine, originally back when I was 17, and my mother took me to a naturopathic doctor, and I started taking homeopathic remedies.
Okay.
So then things evolved from there. Rife technology later. I went to school to become a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
One of the doctors that I went to that was a naturopath, his name was Dr. Charles Cart. He gave me a massage one day, and I decided that everybody in the whole world should have a massage like that. And then I went to massage school, and then I learned that nobody gave a massage like he did,
mm-hmm.
not at all. So mm-hmm. I spent a large number of years re-engineering what the heck he was doing because he didn't teach what he did. He put people's tendons back in their place. So I got into this because of a car accident and remembering that drums get our memory back. So I had a car accident and lost a lot of my long-term memory. I was teaching Reiki at Gilda's Club in Royal Oak, and one of the Reiki students had been to a shaman by the name of Elmer Running in North Dakota. And Elmer prayed for her, and his people played drums for 5 hours, four or five hours a night,
mm-hmm.
for four nights in a row. And she had a tumor between the size of a baseball and a softball disappear from her liver.
Yes.
So this was after the car accident I had. And I remembered, I went, oh, drums get your memory back too. That'll be great. So I started working with drums. The technique with drums is real simple. It's a 4-4 beat. It's the standard Native American beat that you hear.
Mm-hmm. The human heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. And so that worked really well. I was doing stuff like that, and the first memories I got back were the least pleasant. And then I was exposed to gongs during a yoga retreat fundraiser. And we did a bunch of yoga, and then they played gongs at the end of the yoga session. And I got a horrible headache. And my ex-wife, Carol, said, "This is awesome."
And you looked at me like, what
the
heck?
No. I said, okay, well, let's go back. Because it was an activity. We were having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't care about the headache. It's not like it was the first headache I ever had. But it was a whopper. And I got headaches for a long time afterwards. But I kept getting my memory back. And I realized in short order that the reason for the headache was it was addressing the inflammation in my skull.
Yes.
And so,
and reconnecting pathways, probably.
Originally, it just felt like where the impact to my head was, and more and more, it does get into the pathways, and everybody gets something different from these sessions.
Yes.
As I've gone along, it seems to facilitate the mystical experience for many people. Whatever way they need the mystical experience.
Mm-hmm.
So some people have a great connection to others, and some people have a very far out experience. And some people come and they go to sleep because they need it really bad.
Yes.
So I got into this because it was another one of those things where I like really enjoyed it. I've been at it ever since. So since 2012
wow.
to the present.
So now you have a beautiful gong here with you. And mm-hmm. I had no idea what to expect last week. And it was kind of a surprise. My friend called and said, would you like to come? And I was, yes, please. And I wanted so desperately to open my eyes, but I couldn't.
Okay.
And it was so amazing because I was literally out in the cosmos. I was going back and forth into different dimensions, and it was extraordinary. But I knew I was physically in your space. It was really quite, I loved it. I said, when can I come back? You said, is there any other question? I said, yes, when can I come back?
Yes. Yeah, well, we do this all the time, like at least three or four times a week sometimes.
So tell me about the various gongs, like this.
This is Neptune.
Okay, please explain.
So the various gongs, so every gong has a different personality.
So can you just tell the listening audience, what's the difference between a gong? So somebody that's not familiar with like a drum versus a gong.
Okay, so a gong is similar to a metal drum head for a drum.
Okay.
But a gong is an overtone instrument, and the drum makes a lissajous wave, which means it's like a sine wave, but in multiple dimensions. It's not just coming at you straight on. It comes on at a spiral as well as straight on.
Mm.
And so the waves from the gongs make that these gongs are made with German silver, which is 88% copper and 22% nickel. And I use mostly Paiste gongs, but there's a gong made of phosphorus bronze that I have in an old brass wind gong that I use.
Mm.
So the size makes a difference. The day they were made makes a difference. Who made them, whether they were fired properly.
So this one's about 2 feet across?
Yes, very good.
Yeah. And the bigger ones are about 4 feet?
There's a 50-inch gong in there, and I haven't figured out what that is.
So I want people to know this is not like the size of a cymbal on a drum set.
No, these are
big and substantial.
Yeah, and I've kind of gone over the edge. A few of us have that are into this, that when the gong gets hold of you this way, you end up having a very large collection, and I have more gongs than the 13 that you saw in the room.
Okay. Well, they have very distinct personalities. So if you would explain this.
So this is a planetary gong, and the planetary gong series are tuned to octaves of the orbits of the planets. So Hans Cousteau came up with a equation to figure out what the octave of the orbit of a planet is.
Is he a physicist? Or
I don't have an answer to that question right this
presumably.
Second.
Presumably.
I read that book in 2012 and haven't picked it up, I don't think, since to reconfigure the equations. But what I learned because of the frequency stuff that I've learned about over the years and the stuff from spectrochrome and things like that, that the gongs relate to other properties. So Neptune makes a lot of sounds of different brain chemicals that get us high, that change our consciousness.
Okay.
But here's the thing. When you're listening to a frequency, your body will only create the amount you can use.
Mm.
So it won't blow you out of proportion to what you can consume, like people who go to ayahuasca ceremonies and things, San Pedro and things like that. They're getting a whopper dose, and their body will spend 5 hours or so processing all that. And then they're going to spend.
And then there's the byproduct.
Yeah, whatever goes with that. This is your body creating it out of the things that you've eaten, out of the way that it knows how to do things. And so you're getting a clean experience to your own chemistry.
That makes sense because your immune system is only going to make so many antibodies for whatever the problem is.
Correct.
It doesn't go overboard.
Right.
So the body is always working for homeostasis, which is balance.
Yes, it is. And they're neurotransmitters is the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
So a lot of those are made in the guts, and the gongs massage all the organs in the body.
Mm-hmm. But you feel it viscerally.
Mm-hmm. But the overtones, so they work on so many different levels, but the overtones are binaural. So one ear hears a slightly different sound than the other ear. And so the brain is exercising, the nervous system is exercising the entire time.
And then, of course, it's the two hemispheres because the right ear and the left ear.
Exactly. You're getting so much is going on in the gong immersion that I'm sure that even more than I know. And then this process is prayerful for me.
Yes.
So so Neptune works on the brain and creativity, poetry, whereas a Pluto gong works on the health of the brain, and it's a transformative gong. They all have metaphors too. So all the planetary astrology, there's a lot of people out there though that like to argue about this stuff. All the people who would like to be the bosses of how this stuff works. So they say none of this is actually real. Well, but as I've gone back and looked at the frequencies, the frequency for say the Mercury gong, which happens to be the closest gong to the closest planet to the sun.
Yes.
The frequency for it helps us to overcome exhaustion or burnout.
Mm.
So even if the tuning doesn't make any sense from what they say about the planets and all that stuff, it certainly does metaphorically for all the frequencies and how they relate to different organ functions. And I find this fascinating because like Saturn is related to the health of the gallbladder.
Right.
And Saturn's about frustration. It's about
this and what galls you.
This is the way we've always done it. It's the structure. And Saturn's very self-disciplined. And so Saturn helps people with their collagen, how that's affecting them and things like that. And then all of these gongs that are in the studio work together in the way.
In harmonics.
Yeah, in the harmonics. And it's energy medicine for a crowd of people.
Yes, and that's what I do. I teach sacred geometry and energy medicine.
Okay, all right.
So I was completely understanding what I was experiencing.
Okay.
Which was so powerful. And I was just thinking, have you ever done anything like when someone was actually doing a hands-on healing while you were doing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Or acupuncture or?
Cranial sacral therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There was cranial sacral was going on. And
great.
Yeah, the other thing that I do with this is hypnosis. I take people on past life regressions and use the
very
gongs.
Very powerful.
I use the gongs either to set in or bring back people from their session in a nice, gentle way.
So can we get a taste of what this sounds like?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Remy, is there, can you just start doing it?
I'm going to take that off.
How that feels, literally how it feels, and the tonal quality is so rich. You know, you would think that it's going to make one sound, but certainly it doesn't.
It does not, and that, it's. I have to tell you, it's just more fun than anything.
That
to,
is wonderful.
To work with all of them.
That's
so
wonderful.
And they
so
all.
I want to go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we'll get there if we're supposed to. Go ahead.
Okay. So I wanted to let people know where you're located.
Oh, okay.
So you're in Clawson, Michigan, and the address is 808 North Rochester Road in Clawson, Michigan. So if you're not familiar with, Michigan, you can go to his beautiful website, which is sacredwavegongimmersion.com.
Well, I highly recommend that they actually come to my Facebook page. I'm probably the least 21st century inclined person still alive.
So please tell us the Facebook. Where would
they just Sacred Wave Gong Immersions.
Okay.
Yep,
good.
It's plural.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Okay.
My name's Christopher Davis. You can send me a friend request. Send me a Facebook message that you heard about the show.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So what kind of reactions do you have from people? Like I know a dear friend who came because she was gravely ill.
Mm-hmm. So people have different sorts of reactions, and I hear all different sorts of reports. The one that was, I'll tell you the one that was like most stunning to me was playing out in a park with gongs. And I probably was still lugging Gaia around at that point. And Gaia is the gong that's the 50-inch Paiste gong that we have. And this woman was what I would call too far away. So the volume of the frequencies don't make any difference because this woman had been in pain for 20 years and it left her. It was the only time she ever came to a gong immersion to my knowledge. And she said, and I got this message from her, I was in pain for 20 years and it's gone now.
How fantastic.
I was like, whoa.
And she just happened to be in proximity of what you were doing.
But she came to the gong immersion, she was like 25 yards away. I was like, what are you doing
sound
over
moves.
There? Right, well, but outside, the sound is not as intense as what you experienced indoors. And so the indoor experience is that immersive, into the sound. And outside, it's this wonderful experience with nature for people who don't like to be in that close proximity, people just like to come to the park in the summertime, and it's a really wonderful way to share the gong with a lot of people.
Sure.
And so I usually bring a bunch of heavy gongs with me and play as best I can to produce the indoor experience.
How amazing.
Yeah. So but let's see, there's been people, a lot of people have these transcendent experiences where they go to other places, visitation from loved ones who have passed on.
You mentioned past life things as well.
Oh yeah. Well, that's my aunt actually had a past life experience that she had spoken to me about when I played the gong for her one time. And people have all different sorts of experiences. I never know what people are going to get. And in some cases, people have stuff brought up that they've buried.
Oh, yes.
And which is a little bit unpleasant, but extremely therapeutic. But sometimes a person can spend a few days processing sometimes when these more therapeutic experiences show up.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So, Christopher, you have people come to your studio in Clausen, and is this on a daily basis? Do people come? How often do you have these beautiful immersions?
So I normally have, and I have a dynamic schedule because the universe has this way of showing me this isn't going to work on this day anymore. Mm-hmm. So Tuesdays, 7 o'clock, Thursdays, 7 o'clock, most Fridays at 7, and some Sundays at varying times.
Okay.
And I try to meet the demand, and sometimes I try to anticipate the demand. So occasionally there's a 9 o'clock session, but people schedule private sessions. Nurses, friends will schedule private sessions with me at the studio for them. And I do that stuff all different, I've different days for different people and things like that.
Okay. So how are you getting, I don't even know where to ask. I mean, there's just so many things to ask you about. So you've been doing this because you had a personal experience with the intensity of it.
And a calling.
Yes, and a calling.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah.
But the use of gongs is ancient, back into the times of Tibet and way, way, way before that. Mm-hmm. So can you speak a little bit about the history of it?
So I'll be honest with you. The known history is a real fun contention of argument amongst the people who have studied this stuff. So my take on it is this has existed in Buddhist temples.
Mm-hmm.
The Tibetans had the singing bowls and things like that. There's wind gongs have been around for a long time, but these are not techniques normally shared outside the temples. And these temples were monasteries.
Yes.
So only the monks and sisters were having these experiences. Mm-hmm. This wasn't for the public.
No.
So these people were using this as a way to stay healthy in these monastic living experiences. Singing is another way that people stay healthy in monastic living experiences.
Right. But it was also a way to glean information.
Oh, absolutely. If if you go in, sometimes we do these things where that we play all night, but there's tends to be only enough room for the people who take classes with me and stuff like that. So sometimes we play 8 hours straight and that'll load you up for a month.
I guess.
And but people still come back because sometimes after having that long of an experience coming back, that week can sometimes bring people back to some sense of equilibrium.
Mm, okay.
Because it's pretty far out to go all night.
Well, I would imagine. And, you know, I've been a part of some medicine circles and have witnessed the power of drumming,
uh-huh.
you know, with medicine people, mm-hmm. you know, that they've studied this the entirety of their life. This, you know, so there's a different level with medicine singing.
Yes.
In conjunction with the drum and really in training your body. I personally had a very profound experience in Europe and having that visceral reaction that was like a tremendous release. I mean, I could not stop sobbing. It was like I literally could almost not breathe. I was sobbing so hard.
Wow.
So, but it was like, wow, it released for a lot of people that were there. It wasn't just myself.
Okay.
So that is really amazing. Have you ever interacted with individuals like physicians that maybe are a little bit more progressive in the allopathic model of medicine?
No.
Okay.
They might come. There's people who, there's, let's see, what do I want to say? The chemist and pharmacists.
Okay. Yeah.
Pharmacists have showed up. You know, there have been people of that nature.
Mm.
People who are interested in music are people who become curious.
Sure.
A lot of people, such as myself with ADD, people who deal with the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
They find a great deal of benefit because it reduces anxiety a lot of times.
Ah.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety.
And I'm very reduced. Curious if someone is, as yourself, you said that you had a brain trauma with an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that maybe have had PTSD from brain trauma or any number of things.
All right, so my opinion about the whole PTSD thing is I think a lot of us are walking around with it today. And we have information overload that we're dealing with.
Yes.
And this is supposed to and does help us deal with information, but also to stop. It tells us to stop, and these sessions are all unplugged. Everybody should leave their phones home. This is not a place for a phone. This is a place to leave your phone in the car. And so all of us have had traumas. A lot of us are walking around unknowingly, you know, mm-hmm. with major trauma, and we don't even know it.
Or we think we've handled it or dealt with it or set it aside or forgiven it, whatever it happens to be.
And we could do that several times in our lifetime
Times in a day.
We agree.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is so fascinating. So where do you see this going? How do you want to see this expanding? What do you think this is?
I believe at some point I'll be traveling through the United States mm-hmm. and beyond with it. In 2029, I have a joke with my students. I would like to carry an 80-inch gong up a mountain and watch Apophis come through the atmosphere.
Mm.
So
explain that, please.
Apophis is an asteroid that they predict is going to pass through our atmosphere.
Why would you want it to come through our atmosphere, darling?
Well, no,
I
don't
want it to. Do you know what happened to Mercury?
No, I don't want it to. It's supposed to be one of these things. We've had things that have come through our atmosphere before.
Yes.
They just come through and they exit.
Yeah,
and so it's supposed to come through and exit our atmosphere, but I don't know how accurate this will be. It's just one of these things that I have fantasized about. But traveling around with the gongs and sharing this at churches and other places with people is.
And have you done that?
Yes, I do. I've been down. I've traveled outside the state, and traveled around the state of Michigan playing and outside and things like that.
Well, I can envision some things I'd like to invite you to
I'm
putting together.
I'm in.
And I would imagine working with musicians, too, that really understand what you're doing.
And, that's been exciting.
Yeah. And then having that collaboration of some kind, really intensifying the music. I have a couple people in mind that I'd love to introduce you to.
All right.
And the work that happens there with this. So coming from a healer's perspective rather than specifically a theoretical musician's perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the blending of that, which I would imagine would be so beautiful.
I would imagine it would be too.
Yeah. So what is the best way that you prefer for people to get in touch with you?
My phone.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can send me a text message at 248-721-7094-248. 721-7094.
Okay, because remember, this is heard all over the world.
Great. They can send me a text message or call me from anywhere.
Okay, that's great. So again, my guest is Christopher Davis, and his beautiful studio is Soundwave Gong Immersion, which is in Clausum, Michigan, just outside of Detroit, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes outside of Detroit.
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes, yep.
And if you would like to go to listen, he has a piece of music you can hear the gongs. Is that also, that's also on your website, you can hear the gongs, right?
No, it's not. It's on Bandcamp. Sacred Wave Gong Immersions on Bandcamp.
Okay.
Is one place where you can go and listen and purchase music.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you have many, many audio pieces that people can listen to?
Yes, unfortunately, I haven't done any recording in the past 3 years, I don't think.
Oh.
So nothing recent is up because I've just been too busy doing.
Well, that's good that you've been busy doing. And you're teaching people how to do this as well, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, that's been a real adventure.
Great. Are you finding that more and more people are interested in learning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's bringing a whole new dimension for people's lives to play the gongs for themselves and for others.
I would imagine. And then are you helping to facilitate that they get the right ones?
Yes. We have all kinds of conversations about how to choose gongs,
great.
You know, playing techniques, ethics with the gongs, you know.
Well, I hope to come as soon as by the end of this week. So we do have to wind up the show. The HIP always moves by quicker than we think. And I want to thank you, Christopher,
for coming.
It's Christopher Davis, and this is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Please go with some good vibrations.
Take care.